Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. I'm right here in our operations area. The official clock at NHC says 11 o'clock. That means we have brand new information to give you. Looking at some of the stats, the winds are 155 miles an hour, so still a powerful hurricane, and still about stationary, moving west at 1 mile an hour, just very stationary, and the current location about 110 miles east of West Palm Beach, Florida. Let's start off with that radar. You can see the very pronounced eye over the same area for a prolonged period of time right there. If I draw a circle around it and you watch through this loop, not really moving at all. Wiggles around, wobbles around a little bit, but not moving. So that means continued rainfall. Could see 30 inches of rain throughout the Bahamas. And listen to this. The surge could be 18 to 23 feet in some of these areas around the winds. And just battering winds, rain, and the storm surge, just a devastating situation, life-threatening situation throughout the Bahamas. But in Florida, you can start seeing these outer rain bands start to impact portions of Florida. And in there, heavy tropical rains. You can also see 40 or 50 mile an hour wind gusts in some of these rain bands. So you have to really watch that with time. It could be real dangerous. And also, look how far away. It's a running theme. We keep talking about these impacts well away from the center, and you can see the impacts pretty far away. So we've got to watch that as the system moves to the north. Look at the forecast. Not much change in that forecast. So a couple things to look at here. We've extended the hurricane warning along the coast of Florida, and we also have a hurricane watch now that extends into Georgia. So that means conditions could get hurricane force with time here, so we'll have to watch for the winds. But let's look at the forecast. First, let's start with the size of the winds. When we talk about the size of the winds being about 120 to 130 miles away from the center, these are tropical storm force winds, hurricane force winds stretching out 30 or 40 miles, so we can't concentrate just necessarily on this track. And notice our official forecast doesn't even have that center line, because we want everyone to focus on the actual impacts well outside that cone. So look at this. We have the cone still over portions of Florida, so you still could see some small changes in that forecast. Anywhere in here, you can see the center with time, but let's not focus exactly where that center is, because the reality is you're still going to get impacts. You're still going to get the rain. You're still going to get the wind with time. And look how long we're dealing with this. 8 a.m. Wednesday, 8 a.m. Thursday, 8 a.m. Friday, still a hurricane we're going to deal with the rest of the week and even into next weekend. So let's look at some of those impacts. One is storm surge. Half of the fatalities in tropical systems comes from the storm surge. So a dangerous situation, 4 to 7 feet possible in some areas. Not every area, but some areas. And independent of that track, you can get some of those high levels. And a lot of that could come even well before the wind. So be careful. If the local officials tell you to leave, make sure you leave. And also the rainfall. We'll watch for this rain. A little change in the track, you can get a much more higher levels of this rain. So you have to watch for these small changes. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.